What strange twisted trees. I bet the boys have a marvellous time climbing them. Trees? What trees? Those at the bottom of the garden. Laura turned back to the window and stiffened unbelievingly. But I'm sure I saw...
You mean the pear and the plum against the wall?
No, I... They were down at the bottom.
Maybe you're a bit tired and confused. Lie down now and rest, and I'll give you a call 30 minutes before dinner. Sleep well.
It was not fruit trees she'd seen there, against the far wall of the garden, but dark, oddly twisted trees, huddled close together like a crowd of small, crippled old men.
You know, it's not a walnut whip if you don't eat the walnut, Frank. Here you go. Newspapers from the caff.
Oh, the Telegraph and the Mirror, right and left, you see. Both ends of the spectrum, Nell, and that's what one must always set out to consider.
You never know. Next time it might be the Sun and the Star.
Well, dear, you're home at last, are you? I thought you were never coming.
Look, your supper's in the oven, and I've made a cake, which is on the sideboard if you want some. Felicity's had her supper and gone to the pictures, and I've got to go out now, this very minute, to see Mrs. Pruitt. I won't be long.
And a minute later, Nan had gone out of the front door. Moore felt anxious. There was something about the way Tim Burke had said, "I saw you in a car with a girl." If he'd been going to tell the truth, that was a moment for telling it. But the moment had passed now. After a while, you look up, face filled with anguish.
Maybe I could report it anonymously. Then social care could evaluate the situation independently without asking me to give evidence. They must be expert at that. But I'm not taking photographs. That would prove I was a snitch.
I smile inside. I've won at last.